Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path, one that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Yes, we are the light. God's will is the way. The Agape Choir. Got that light within us. We just got to open up our hearts and connect. Connect with the light. Connect with the truth. Connect with our ancestors. Embrace the family soul. Agape Choir, the light chant. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Life is good. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because you exist. Because you're part of a never-ending story. Your role on this planet is very important. You matter, you're enough, and you count. And you're holding the torch for your family. And if your torch is going out, we're ready to help you light it. Blow it for you. Blow it. I'll give you a battery, whatever it is. Or help you tap into your passion so you can light up. You are listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and yours truly, Life Coach Ade. Lisa Iverson is the author of Ancestral Blueprints. Funny enough. Revealing invisible truth in America's soul. The Agape Choir, to find out more about them, their website address is agapelive.com, agapelive.com, and you can check them out tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern. Stick with your own time zone. Go to the website, you'll find it out. I'm not doing too much thinking today. Be gentle with me. I need to be gentle with myself. I'm healing. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Nice to see you all on the phone line, in the chat room, new listeners. Welcome. It's nice to see Laverne. Welcome back. Where you been? Where you been? I can't say what I really want to say. Where you been? If you don't know what I'm talking about, you just need to listen. Go watch Ocean 11. And we have money. Ooh, I like that number. Money 1129. That's 1111. Catherine. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome. Celeste is in the house, of course. Taking it easy behind the scenes. And we have money. AJ. Which one is it? Is it AJ or is it money? We have Lisa in the house. We have guest in the house. Tina is in the house. She got a question. She want to talk. She got questions. We're going to get to all of it. I'm kind of I'm in this very moment. So let me just think of what I need to tell you. I need to tell you the number. I need to do an announcement too, don't I? I guess. I don't know. The number is 347-426-3346. Yep, that's Lisa. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad and we'll be happy to come to you, ask your question, help you in answering your question or whatever you're moving through. Today's topic, today's theme is being the light with ancestral blueprints. How we can wake up and recognize our connection with our ancestors. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in a minute. I think I'm just going to do the announcements and bring Lisa on. Yeah, let me hurry up. Because we're connected to a life force that goes deep. And we all feel the pain, we all feel the wound, we all feel the joys. Whatever they felt, we're feeling. Who are they? Your ancestors. You're connected. And how your life is showing up right now, let me give you a hint to what you need to look at. So quick announcements, really. I don't know. So that's what you have to tell me what I got coming next week. I don't know. don't we have a, I think, is it Monday? We have Bruce Lipton coming, right? Yeah. We're going to talk about the power of your beliefs. His latest book, Spontaneous Evolution, Our Positive Future and a Way to Get There from Here. So we got a lot coming up. And I buy time wise for this type. So yep, we're just flowing. We're flowing. There's something else I need to tell you. I don't know what it is. Oh, well, I need to tell you about the upcoming show. When is it? On the 21st. Well, special show we're doing on a Friday. It's a special show for the winter solstice. We have a lot of guests who are going to be dropping by to pray us in, to leave us words of inspiration, to just share, you know, to hold us, to help us, to hold us in the light, and help us hold ourselves in the light. We have Reverend Rio coming, Charles Holt is coming, Cynthia James is coming. Who else do we have confirmed? We have Richard Morse coming, and maybe we can have Lisa join us as well. Maybe, but we'll see. We won't put her on the spot, so we won't ask her. But don't tell her I said this, okay? But I'll ask her after the show. But if she happens to hear this, she can answer during the show. No, I'll ask her after the show so I can give her details. But don't tell Lisa I said that. She's not listening right now. She's distracted. So basically, the show is to have different teachers, spiritual teachers, authors, people who are about supporting humanity to stop by and just join us in segment intending the next phase of this lifetime. And each guest will be on for about 7 minutes. And that's on a Friday, December 21st, 2012. So it's going to be a powerful show. It's going to be a different format. Probably won't be commercials and stuff. We're just going to bring them on, welcome them, tell you a little bit about them, and they'll give us what they have, and we'll move on to the next one, and the next one, and the next one. And by the time we finish the show, oh, my God, I already feel the goosebumps already. Yeah, that's a great idea. I don't know if there's anything else I need to tell you. I'm taking it easy today. Let's see. Okay, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you, Celeste. yeah, we have Sylvia Seward coming back on Monday, next Monday, for the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And then, Sylvia was here at the beginning of the year talking about courage to live your own truth, and how we started 2012, and she came back 6 months later to talk about, you know, just doing a review of where we are, and now we're getting ready to wrap this up. We didn't even plan it this way. It just turned out. Don't you just love it? Yeah, don't you just love how life unfolds? Yes, and yeah, exactly. I'm wrapping it up. Okay, I think that's it. 347-426-3346. We're taking your calls. We can also, if you have any questions or comments in the chat room, feel free to share. If you want to know what is ancestral blueprints, we're going to tell you. What is this family soul you're talking about? This blind love, and what do you mean, ancestors? We're going to answer all of that. Now, let me welcome my friend. I think I'm done. That's it. I just want to bring Lisa on. And then we're going to come to Tina soon. Hey, Lisa, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm grateful to be here with you and just appreciative of this moment that we have together. And I just look forward to our time. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, I'm grateful you're here because there probably won't be sure if you weren't here today. But the fact that you were going to be here made it easier to say, yes, it's going to be a show.
I appreciate the, you know, it's that old Woody Allen phrase, you know, 90% of life, just showing up, you know, just to be able to show up is a bit sometimes, yeah.
Yes, yes. And I do find, you know, no matter what's going on, showing up to do the show or doing anything that I need to do, this actually help in the healing process.
Yeah.
So today we're just going to jump right on in. And then, so what have you been up to? What have you been doing? How was your Thanksgiving?
You know, it was nice. I did not travel. I tend not to most years travel on this holiday. I stay put and get together with a group of friends and have some nice time together, just enjoying the day, having a nice meal, and being in a spirit of gratitude. So pretty low-key, and that, for me, is just the right way to spend the day. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, mine was different, too. It was very low-key, but I enjoyed it, and I went back for seconds, and I shouldn't have, and I paid for it. I knew I shouldn't have gone back for seconds, but I just had to. I just had to. It's a tradition. I had to do it, but I think I need to stop doing that now. But I had a great time, and, of course, I've been back doing the show. So lots going on. Nice to have you back. This month always seems like a week. Like, it just moves. Things are moving so fast nowadays.
I know. It's true.
Yeah. And the good thing, we can catch up with it sometimes. I think the challenges that we have is a way to slow us down. It's to say, okay, slow down, pay attention. You're doing too much running. So, yeah,
right.
I am definitely slowing down today. Okay, let's jump in to the conversation. Today's theme is being the light, and that's the theme. Being the light is the theme for December for the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And it looks like we're starting something different where we use ancestral blueprints to bring us into the new theme, you know. And it seems like it just feels right, you know, looking at it from an ancestral perspective as we move forward. But I was just thinking, Lisa, maybe it's a good idea. I know we've done this. I think it's just important to kind of just break down what is ancestral blueprints, what does it mean to you, and then there are other things about the family soul that I want to talk about.
Yeah, it sounds just right. Thank you. So I'll even back up a little bit further. Family constellations. Before I talk about ancestral blueprints, I need to say a little bit about family constellations. Family constellations or systemic constellations. This is a method that was developed in Germany over 30 years ago. It's primarily in a group approach method, although it's also used in one-on-one healing work. It gives us a way to access the field of our ancestors that lives inside of us. So maybe a little bit later in the show I go into more detail, just a little bit about the constellation approach, but I have been involved with that work since 1998, coming at it from the field of having been a psychotherapist for many years. And through the course of my time in the constellation field, the phrase ancestral blueprints was the phrase that kept coming to me to describe the map of our ancestry that lives inside of us and that we are also in. And so it's basically an image to describe the landscape of the soul, you know, all the generations who come before us, the ones who come after us. That's the image of kind of a much more expansive image of family than what we often think of in our, especially in Western culture, especially in the States. We tend to have a pretty narrow view of family. You know, like it's mom and dad, it's parents, it's the parents and kid generation. Sometimes we include the grandparents, but we don't talk about so much how the larger map of many generations is still affecting us or has affected us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first two, yeah.
Right. You know, you talk about the map of the ancestors or the field of the ancestors that live in us. And I just came back to memory when I was in the shower, how I was remembering a conversation with my father. Actually, it started off with thinking, I'm going to call my dad today. And I remember having a conversation with my father, asking some information about his father, my grandfather, and different things about different information about his family side. And I wrote it down, but I wrote it on a piece of paper. I don't know where the piece of paper is. And I was thinking, wow, I'm going to have to ask him again. And then I went into this mental stuff like, oh, my God, he's going to think I wasn't listening. And, oh, I need to write in my journal next time. And then I thought, well, how did I forget anyway? How can I not remember this? So I was going through this mental chatter, which really, it just came out of the blue. And as you were talking, it came up for me. And I was thinking about, you know, it's interesting that I can't, he told me once, but I've forgotten. I don't know my grandfather's name on my father's side. And I barely know on my mother's side. And there are people who think, because I'm originally from Nigeria, oh, you know, I know about my ancestors, I know about my history. Not really. You know, there are people in America who know more about their ancestors than me. Because here, people actually kept papers. They kept Americans, you know, they had a museum. They talked about this is a factory or the industry my great-great-great-grandfather built. In Nigeria, it was something that was just passed on, and in some areas, it just wasn't. It was actually, you know, like my dad, he moved to the city. So, you know, those kind of information were not passed on. Because I think of the when you talk about the field of ancestors, and I'm just going to go here, you know, when we talk about our ancestors live through us, live in us, in that field of ancestors that connects us all. I don't know. I have a question, but I'm waiting for it. It's really what I'm getting at is, what can we do, those of us who are listening to this conversation, to keep this truth alive? Or is it up to us to keep it alive? Is this an individual journey? Because I'm thinking, you know, now that we're getting this awareness, how do we what do we need to do to pass information on to our children, and then our children get to pass it to theirs, and on and on and on, that we get to honor and acknowledge the ancestral map that connects us all? Because it seems to me that that's why we're having most of the challenges we're having in the world, because we're disconnected. We've forgotten. I don't know your thoughts on that.
Yeah. Well, boy, what a gift for the generations who come after us. What a gift it is for them that we are in a good enough, and I really like that phrase, a good enough contact with our roots behind us. You know, so it's not all about what we say or what we don't say. It's about how are we in our soul in relationship with the ones who passed life on to us. That's really what it's about. So you are in good company, in the company of millions, when you speak about not knowing your grandfather's names, you know, the experience of immigration and all the things that have happened in the collective human experience have led to, you know, different kinds of disconnect from one generation to the next. And what is also true is that there's a good enough connection in the soul, or else we wouldn't be here.
Let's keep it real simple, right?
It's way too simple. It's like we would not be alive to be here with one another in this moment having this conversation. And so the awareness, you know, the awareness of just how profound it is that life got passed on to us, and to really, you know, what we can do, my goodness, to be able to cultivate a feeling of receptivity to life. How it is, you know, so it's not a mental thing, it's not a practical thing, it's not like a to-do list kind of a thing. It's a
right.
You know, it's about, you know, we'll be talking in our conversation today about, you know, some simple ways how these kind of big things that we're talking about can be expressed in simple, practical ways. Just that awareness that, you know, life was passed on to us, you know, having a moment, taking a minute, literally a minute, every day to just through our breath to receive. You know, when we breathe, it's a receiving kind of an experience. It could be the invitation to kind of receive this deeper awareness that life is passed on. That's a big deal for a lot of people. There's a lot of people walking around the world, maybe some of the people with us today, who are they're not breathing fully, they're restricting their breath, they're holding it without even realizing that this is what's happening, and it has to do with, you know, the things that have happened in their lives, the things that have happened in family life. So it's slowing down, trusting one's breath, to lead us to this receptivity of life that's been passed on to us, that's not a small thing, you know?
No, I laugh because it's so true. It's not a small thing. The fact that breath is moving in and out of me.
It is a simple thing, but it is not a small thing, you know. Not to be confused.
And what we do sometimes, we take it for granted. We think, my life is not working. I can't get anything to work. I don't have any money. We're breathing, and we don't even pay attention to it. But as you said, you know, once we bring ourselves to that place to just connect with our breath, I mean, regardless of if we remember the names of our ancestors or not, and, you know, thank you for that awareness. It's just the connection. I mean, first of all, if I'm going to do the mental activity of saying, oh, I don't know their names, but I am because they were. I am here because I had a grandfather, and his life lives in me. So I am always connected to him, whatever his name was, if I forgot or not.
It's really easy. I just notice how, you know, our cultural context teaches us to really spend so much time in the head, so much time in the brain and the mind, you know, in a lot of mental activity. And so, and there's a lot of judgment that tends to hang out in the corners of our mind, you know, comparing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I could be comparing. Oh, you know, that person knows more names of their ancestors than I do, or, you know, all the ways that this goes. And you've heard me say this many times before, but, you know, the invitation to give the judgment a good home in our hearts is also, it's a simple thing, but it's not a small thing. You know, because when we're in that place, chances are we're not the first one in our lineages to be thinking in that way. So the paradox always is that the thing that we have a sense might be the thing that might be separating us the most from ourselves, from our spirit, from our family, the thing that might, that we look at it and we say, oh, it's separating us, is also an ambassador the thing that will connect us. And talk about life. You know, the beautiful theme that you and Celeste picked for the month. Talk about a way to infuse light into our soul during this, what in this part of the world is the season where we have the least amount of light in this part of the world. You know, what a beautiful thing.
Yeah. And today is the full moon, right? Speaking of light.
Yeah. Good for you, man. That passed by me. Wow.
Lots going on. A lot is going on a soul level, on a spirit level that sometimes we're not even aware. And, you know, it's what you always say, is to, you know, really living from the heart as opposed to always living from the neck up. And I think when we start to really live from our heart, as well as the head, but really starting from the heart, the root, the essence, the love, then we get to nurture ourselves and navigate this path, because there's so much coming at us sometimes. We wake up sometimes and we can't get out of bed, and other times we can jump out of bed, or we feel sad. We don't even know why. We get judgmental about why we're sad. We shouldn't be feeling, why am I sad? I shouldn't be. My life is good. But sometimes there's so many things going on behind the scenes. Let's talk about this, because you know, this whole thing about being the light, you and I talked this morning, and there's so much that's come up for me when you introduced that idea. It's like, oh, yeah, this is the month where there's this light, if you will. This winter solstice is coming up soon. And in talking to Celeste as well, we were talking about where people talk about the rate of suicide and depression goes up. And for me, they sort of seem like they're linked. I don't know how you feel about it, but it seems like there's link. As a psychotherapist and the people that you meet, what has been your experience, the whole idea of depression, suicide, people feel alone, feeling like they're in a dark place and they can't get themselves out of it?
Yeah, during this time of year, I just had a conversation with somebody about this last week. Yeah, I think it is partly a seasonal nature's rhythm, the dark. This part of the world, it's a darker time. There is less physical light. I don't want to minimize the holidays too, you know. The Western world, let's talk about the U.S. just to kind of narrow it down a little bit. The U.S. holiday season around Thanksgiving and Christmas, those holidays for many people, you know, they trigger a depth of kind of loneliness or disconnection, depression, because of disconnection from family, disconnection from history, grief, sadness over not having a good job, being disconnected, just the things that are part of one's life. These are big times that we're living in, and so what I see is that people who are already kind of living a little bit on the edge, they're kind of, there's a fragility for people where there's a fragility to their lives already. This season can be kind of a tipping point that it tips them kind of over the edge or out of life. So that's what I see, and I also see always how deeply connected we are all with each other, and I'm reminded, you know, as we're talking, we don't know how powerful we are. You know, it kind of goes back to that theme of light. You know, we don't realize how much our lives have a ripple effect on other people. The same with a person's death. You know, a person's life, a person's death touches many people that they'd never even met. About a week and a half ago, found out about another person who left life in a rather tragic way, and I had never met this person. But I found myself, you know, over a period of 3 or 4 days, just in a bit of a kind of a prayer vigil over their passing. You know, I think it's conversations like we're having and the kind of forum that you create with this radio community, it's very important because it really brings this kind of thing that we're talking about to light, more light.
More light. You know, when I think, as you talk, and I think of the knowledge and what I know about family constellations and ancestral blueprints, is it brings up a question. Could it be that people who commit suicide or feeling depressed are also living that out in connection with their ancestors, their mother, their grandparents, who may have felt the same feeling during Christmas because they felt alone?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Mm. So people who leave life in a kind of a suicidal way, that there is most of the time, I can't make any statistics about it, but I'll. I can say what I've seen. You know, there's a pull in the family system toward death. Somebody in the family left before them. Somebody left life early or somebody was pulled out of life early, lots of different kind of circumstances. But it creates a vulnerability. It creates a kind of a vulnerability then for the people who are alive to kind of follow that pattern. The thing, when we see that, you know, for us to see that that's, and this is using the language from the constellation field, that it's a kind of a blind love. You know, it takes away the judgment that and the stigma. There's a lot of stigma still.
Can you explain again the blind love for listeners so they know what that is?
Blind love is an expression that comes out of the systemic constellation, family constellation field, that has to do with when a person is making choices in their life, they're living their life in a way that it's about following a pattern or following the influence, the energy field of other people in the family. And it's we're blind to the fact that that's what we're doing when that's happening. It's a movement of the soul. It's not something that comes out of our will. It's not a mental activity. It's a movement in the soul that happens in an attempt to try to get somebody else's fate or experience made visible.
Right.
So the movement in the soul that happens is, so I might feel, during this season, I might feel an inclination toward, you know, we're talking about this pull to death. You know, I might feel pulled to death if I had, you know, a grandmother who died during this time. And she died, maybe she had lived a long life, but maybe she had lived life in this kind of a half-dead, half-alive state, you know, because of things that happened in her life. And so I feel an extra pull toward my grandmother during this time. It's an expression of my blind love toward her when I'm living like this. So that language, I like that language, that way of acknowledging how deeply influenced we are by family and how connected we are. But it's possible, it's very possible. I see this every day in my work, how, and in my own life, in my own path, that we can shift into a more awake love, where we can, you know, recognize the movement, recognize the pull, recognize who the people are in our family that we're in, that we have this inclination toward, but create more connection with them, with the separation that they're different people than we are. Again, it's a paradox. Yeah.
right. So, excuse me. Good Lord. I want to take a break, but before that, I want us to talk about this. Those of us who are aware, who we're embracing, we're hearing what you're saying, and, you know, as we listen and looking at life differently, but we have people in our family, and maybe at least they have somebody in a family member who they know every time around this year that they get depressed, or maybe someone is, they know they're contemplating suicide, they're thinking about it, they're talking about it. Is there anything we can do, a listener can do, someone can do for their family member who is in that space, knowing that maybe, or maybe feel like maybe this is in connection with an ancestor? How can we be of service? How can we shine our light? How can we support those who may not be aware of this information and feeling like they just want to die? They don't know why, but they just got to go. They feel lonely.
It's a great question. I would say that being compassionately direct There's a lot of tiptoeing that we do because we are afraid to say the wrong thing. We think we think there's a right way to say something difficult.
Keep talking.
Like who can't relate to that, you know? But so being direct with compassion is a very powerful thing. That just doing that can often make a difference in ways, again, that we might not be able to measure it in the moment, but can have a real profound effect. Being willing, here's the thing, being willing to be in relationship with other human beings is very brave. Because when we do this, the invitation is to enter into some arena where, you know, we affect one another. We're effective. Uh-huh. We're really affected by one another. And so how it is that we navigate that, you know, there's lots of different ways to navigate that. Knowing your own self, that, you know, if you're feeling completely depleted, you know, by what's happening in another person's, in your world, life, you know, then that's really important to pay attention to. Then that's
right,
a sign that, you know, you need some support, you need some connection. So
that's good.
You know.
That is, yeah. If you're feeling drained, if you're feeling exhausted, you feel like, you know, this is too much for you, that your body will tell you, like, okay, you need some backup, you need some support. Yeah, that's really good. That is really good. I mean, I laugh when you talk about afraid of not saying the wrong thing. And phew, how many times? I mean, especially in the last, this month, actually, I think I've spoken to two friends who had just been in a funk. And one wasn't really talking about suicide, but really super depressed. And another one was like, it's a possibility. I know I shouldn't, but, and, you know, and this conversation was happening on a chat. So it's not that the person's in the room with me. So I'm not quite sure where they're really feeling. I just have to take their words for what they're telling me. But I remember I had to keep telling myself, relax, because I was really trying not to do the wrong thing to tick them off the edge. And I just tell myself, just relax. And I just stayed in the spirit. And I kept praying, okay, God, just speak through me whatever I need to say to them. You know, and every now and then I would ask, you know, is this resonating with you? And they would say, yes, yeah, certainly, yeah, I'm listening. But, yeah, it can be, yeah, it takes courage to get into that kind of conversation. And the truth is, if we feel or don't know, we can handle it, to pass it on or ask for help. Really, it's that simple. You know, either we suggest something. That, you know, for me, that's what I get from, you know, just really, if we're feeling exhausted or we don't have the tools, to find somebody who can support somebody we care about. And it's really simple, but we just got to remember that during the time of crisis. And that's why, I guess that's why we do the shows. That's why we keep doing the shows. I share it sometimes. I'm thinking, what am I doing? What am I sharing on the radio that has people not talking about? What's the point? But I always get moments like this to remind me that, oh, boy, there's a point. There is a point for you to keep doing what you're doing. And, yeah. Well, let's take a break, and we'll come back and continue the conversation. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints with my co-host, Lisa Iverson, myself, Coach Ade, and Lisa's book is Ancestral Blueprints, Revealing Invisible Truth in America's Soul. And to find out more about Lisa, you can go to her website address. It's lisaiverson.com, I-V-E-R-S-E-N, Lisa, L-I-S-A. So that's Lisa Iverson, I-V-E-R-S-E-N.com. She also has another website address which talks more about family constellations. That's family constellations, as in stars. Yeah, familyconstellationswest.com. You can find a lot of information on there. And we're taking your calls, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. We had Tina earlier. I think we lost her. She dropped or something. But we welcome all of you in the chat room. Beverly, welcome, welcome. Silent listener for Saggy, where have you been? Welcome back. Janice? Yeah, Janice. And we have Tracy. Welcome to Ancestral Blueprints. Thank you all for being here. We're taking your calls, your thoughts, your ideas, your disagreements, your I don't know, your aha moments. We're taking it all. This is the house of love. The intention is to support you on your transformation. We're going to take a break, and we will be right back.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Mom?
Dad, it's me.
We need to talk about sex.
I know you don't want to.
You think I'm too young.
You're afraid if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your Pookie Bear.
Your Lammy Lumpkin.
Your Bubby Chubs.
But come on, talk to me about sex.
Tell me you want me to wait. Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
I know you want me to wait to have sex.
So don't wait to tell me. Talk to me.
Tell me to wait.
And guess what? If you go to fourparents.gov,
you can get help on how to talk with me about sex.
Look, this is important. Come on, Dad.
Let's do this, Mom.
Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your little muffin head.
Your ginger snap.
Your pumpkin face.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. 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 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 Well, there is no separation, 'cause we are one. Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
And that is the truth. Carly Jackson, there is no separation, we are one. Even if you can't kind of wrap your head around it, we are one. We are one with the one expression of the one consciousness, with our ancestors, with those who came before us, and their life is alive in us. So we have a responsibility to keep living, to shine the light, to be the light. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and yours truly, Life Coach Ade. Lisa, I'm going to throw it over to you. I'm feeling to throw it to you, and anything that's bubbling up for you, what you want to share, and we'll continue from there.
Well, thank you for asking. I find myself wanting to also say that today is the day of a full moon lunar eclipse. In addition to the full moon, you know, we talked about the full moon, I think. Maybe that was just you and I earlier this morning. But we were talking about the season of light and light in our ancestry. It would not have been a complete conversation without acknowledging the lunar eclipse as well.
Mm-hmm. So much is going on. So we move through it the way we need to move through it. Yes. You know, I wanted to talk about, you know, part of the description is when we are being true to ourselves, when we are being authentic, you know, it's a way to keep the light burning, if you will. It's a way to honor and acknowledge the life that moves in us. From Family Constellations perspective or Ancestral Blueprints, how does, I mean, I kind of know this answer, but I'm going to ask anyway. See, when I know an answer to something, it's hard for me to ask. How does being true to oneself, I'm going to ask like I don't know. How about that? How does being true to oneself, living one's dream, purpose, passion, or whatever, heal the family soul?
Well, I should give you an answer. You weren't careful.
I'm just going to pretend I'm meeting you for the first time, and you can talk to me like you're meeting for the first time. And whatever you say, I'll take it.
Well, you know, I am going to say what comes to me.
Okay.
By the lunar eclipse, I don't know. It's worth pausing with one's dreams and passions to consider that what those are may also be in connection with our ancestors. Some of what our own dreams and passions are have been part of the lived experience of people in our families who came before us. You know, the shape of the mind, you know, how it gets expressed in our life is maybe different. But if one is perhaps a good communicator, there are probably others in the family who also were so. So, you know, we are all in connection in ways that our minds can't make sense of it. But the fact that we're alive, the fact that, again, life got passed on to us means we really are the best ones to be living our lives. Nobody can do it for us, and we can't do it for anybody else. And so I heard this expression this month. I read it online from a woman whose website I'll mention in a minute. She used this expression, nobody can drive your car except you. And you can't drive anybody else's car.
Mm-hmm.
So our task is, you know, keep our hands on the wheel of our own car.
Right.
You know. Otherwise we're gonna have a whole bunch of car wrecks if we're trying to drive somebody else's car and we're
it's gonna be a messy journey. It's gonna be a messy journey.
Yeah.
I like what you said about, you know, the dreams, the purpose, the passion could be in connection with our ancestors. And we hear people say, I come from a lineage of teachers, a lineage of doctors, or, you know, and some of us may not know if our grandparents, great have been whatever they were. But what I'm getting, sensing from what you're saying, is sometimes when we, I don't know, I'll say sometimes, when there's a strong desire to live what we call a dream now, a passion, or to be something, to do something, I'm getting that it could be in connection with, as you say, connection with our ancestors. There's that life that wants to be revealed. There's that life that wants to be expressed. You know, as you were talking, I was thinking about, because I remember someone said to me, they did a reading for me many years ago, and they were saying, you are the voice of your ancestors. Now, when she said it, it was deep enough to make me go, whoa. I was like, wait a minute. But looking back, I caught it intellectually, but it didn't really make sense. I mean, I kind of thought, oh, yeah, that sounds good to be the voice of my ancestors. But I didn't know what that looked like. Now, if I just reflect back on the last few years, I mean, I share on the show sometimes, or when I'm talking to Celeste, I don't even always know what I'm saying. After the show, sometimes I finish doing my shows and I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I hope people understand. If they understood what I said, I don't know if it made sense. I mean, I go through this mental trip. But I know that there is something in me that wants to teach. There's something in me that wants to express. Yeah. So I guess that it goes in line with what you're saying, that my desire, my need, my willingness, my passion to teach, and it goes deeper than I can ever imagine. That's what I get from what you're saying. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's, you know, we're both kind of bumping up against the mystery that's present in life, you know. There's a certain amount of, and that's divine, you know. I think where there's mystery, that's a sign of, you know, we're in contact with an essence of, it's a divine essence. We can't figure all this stuff out, you know. We can do what we're doing, be with one another in a spirit of compassion and prayer and open-heartedness. We can be with one another for a little bit of time, you know, with these things that we're talking about. But for me, what makes sense is just for a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really... it's good to know too, like what's when it's too much time that we're trying to spend with a particular topic, because then it shifts into a trying to figure it out. It shifts into a disembodied state. We kind of go into our heads, and then it's not. It's like there's no life there. There's no where we've lost contact. You know. So knowing that for oneself, when that's happening, maybe that's there all the time. You know, how is it that we can be present to, how is it that we can be present to if we're kind of living, if we're in an embodied state? That's another.
But I'm glad you went there, because for me, and Laverne in the chat room saying something which I wanted to maybe explain, but what's coming up for me is in life sometimes we can spend too much time trying to figure it out, trying to think it out, trying to do it like it's a math equation. But there is a part of life where we surrender to the mystery, as you're saying. There's a part of life where we can just relax and not knowing. There's, you know, because in this world, in America, you know, the whole thing about knowing, yeah, there are some things we will never know, and we don't even know that we don't know. And some things we know we don't know, and we'll never know it. And I think for me, as I say, it's like being able to just say, you know what, it's all good. Some things I don't understand, I don't know why. Because or else we're just going back and forth debating. We debate what I call let's just call it intellectual banter. Let's put it that way. I have another way of describing it, but I'll keep it. When I'm doing my own show, I'll say it the way I normally say it. I'm going to honor you, Lisa.
I can't see you.
Anyway, moving right along, Laverne in the chat, we're going to take a call in a minute. Laverne in the chat and say, we have our own path. I think we come here to experience life for ourselves. This part of Source, God, as an individual. Yeah, I get that. I can't debate with that, but I want to understand what context. Are you saying that we are not connected to our ancestors, or you're just kind of affirming what Lisa was saying about we can only drive our own cars? Because for me, that's what that brings up for me, Laverne. It makes me think of you saying that we're not connected to the ancestors. Well, help me get clear. Let's take a call. Let's go to the most esteemed Glenda Springer, the author of Soul Songs from an Urban Mystics. Urban Messenger, should I say. Poems and Prose of Love, Inspiration and Self-Renewal. Hello, Glenda. How are you doing?
Oh, my goodness. Hello. Hello, Audrey. Hello.
I'm so proud of you. You gave birth to your book.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm proud of me, too. I have to remind myself sometimes that I did it. You know, sometimes I read my own poems back and I go, whoa. That was deep.
Yes, for those who don't know, as you can tell, Glenda just wrote a book recently, and I was looking through it, and I saw my name in the acknowledgement. I mean, really, when I saw it, I was touched. I was humbled. I was like, wow. I don't know. I've always loved reading acknowledgements in books. Oh, wait, I didn't know you autographed it. I just saw it. Oh, wait, I'm going to have to read it.
Look at that.
Yeah, I didn't even see that part. I just saw it now. I'm not going to read it right now. I want to be focused when I read it. But I've always loved to read acknowledgments in books. I don't know why, but there's something about hearing how people are grateful for people who support them in the birthing process of the book.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just when I saw my name, I was like, oh, wow. So thank you very much. Thank you for who you are.
You're welcome. Thank you for your work. All right. So I was listening. I'm so happy that I'm not working today so that I could fully listen to the show. And wow, I am moving to Florida. I got a transfer.
Woo-hoo!
And why that is deep and related to the show, the topic today, is that I also am the daughter my mother has advanced Alzheimer's. And this is something that my taking this stand to say, well, wait a minute, you know, I'm not happy here. I'm going someplace else. You know, when I heard Lisa say, look, sometimes you're going after your dreams and passions has to do with, you know, your ancestors. You know, it's within you what your ancestors want. It brought a sense of peace to the conflict, and the conflict has been going on for years. On the one hand, oh, well, there's an expectation because I'm the female child that I should be here and I should give up my life and take care of my mother. My parents are from Barbados. So this is the old country, you know, thought. Whereas what has emerged is really, you know, that my father didn't, you know, he decided that he would not listen to the advice and the strategy that I gave. And, you know, he decided that he would take on the care himself. And we've gotten to a point where it's really advanced. Okay. But in my own life, I've gotten to a point where I call in the show and I say, well, literally where I'm living, the house is falling apart on me. And that is true. And that is a family-owned house. So I finally got the courage a couple of weeks ago to apply for an open position in Florida where I go there once a month anyway. And they called me back yesterday. And I thought they were going to interview me and say, we'll get back to you. They said, wow, are you still interested in a position? And I, part of me was afraid. What will they say? What do they think? But I said, yes, anyway. And then they said, so when would you like to come? I was like, oh, my God. And I said, you know, in January, you know, I pushed myself because of the spiritual practice, because of your show all day, because of what you do, because of agape, because of, I said, I'm feeling quivering, but I'm saying yes. So this show, because, of course, now I said yes. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this, you know, but I need some support. I was just listening to Lisa and I'm listening to the conversation and saying, wait a minute, the separation. I feel I'm going to be a better support by loving myself and putting myself in a better environment, because right now in the last 6 months, I honestly haven't been any support. When I visit, I'm just there. I talk to my father. I hit a wall. I haven't been doing anything. I could be living in Florida for the frequency that I visit, maybe once a month. You know, and since I work for an airline, that's all very possible. So there was a certain peace, like, wait a minute. Maybe the push that I feel to be in a more, to be in a warmer environment, to be considering that my ancestors come from Barbados, okay, I live in New York, is not against the family. I may actually be listening to my soul's, you know, like what's coming through. Okay, you go over here. So I just wanted to share that because this is something that has not been easy. And I remember I called about this 2 years. I think it was 2 years ago. It could have been, yeah. And you're like, well, you may never, when I hung up, she may never leave that house. She may never leave that situation, because I was talking about it probably from a different angle. And I remember how I felt when I heard that. And I was like, oh, you know, he doesn't understand, you know, like how difficult this is. But here I am. I said, yes, I'm going. So I just wanted to share that.
Thank you, thank you. You've definitely been sharing your journey with us, and you know, you've been an example for others. The idea mm-hmm. of, you know, life is in session, and
mm-hmm.
sometimes we
mm-hmm.
tend to define our lives based on one incident, but it's ongoing. And if we
mm-hmm.
can just trust the process, really just allow, and just put one foot in front of the other, taking the next logical step, we will get to where we want to get to, you know, and where we are ready to get to. You know, you were definitely ready to move to Florida 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But you had to do all the work you needed to do so that you could say yes when they asked you, and say yes in January, even though another part of it's like, no, buy some time. But, you know, I've wanted to do this. So everything that has pulled you back like an archer, you know, trying to shoot that arrow, all that's happened is pulled you. Now you're ready to launch yourself forward. And when that yes came, when they asked you, you said yes, even though you're like, I don't know. So, yeah, that's for me, that's what life is about. Just
yeah.
Really,
and
doing what we need to do. Go ahead.
This happened, I was offered this a year ago, like in April of 2011, mm-hmm. and I said mm-hmm. no. Like when they mm-hmm. called, they were ready to do it. I was like, well, no, I changed my mind. And I said to the recruiter, I said, well, I changed my mind. There's some pressing family issues. You know, this is not the right time. So this is very powerful for me because the pressing family issues are even more pressing, you know,
mm-hmm.
now than they were
mm-hmm.
A year ago. However, my issues are pressing too. So
right.
I'm choosing to say yes to my own wholeness and health and unfolding. That's major for me, major growth. Yeah,
I hear you. I hear you. Lisa, you want to add anything?
Oh, I do. Thank you. Thank you for your humanness. There's so much humanness
mm-hmm.
in everything you're saying. I'm just so grateful. And it occurs to me to say that, you know, things so often in life are not always what they look like.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that, you know, this reality of being in relationship with elderly parents, this is millions of families, you know, are in this circumstance, you know. And so it's a part of life. And how do we do it? How do we do it? There's not a one-size-fits-all. And what I see is that sometimes a daughter or a son can actually be more attentive when they live a little bit of a distance away.
Mm-hmm.
For many reasons. And the practicalities of your life, it sounds like working with the airlines, are divinely suited. You know, it's like completely divinely suited for you to be able to live your life that is in a way that's good for you. But it's not an either or, it's a both and.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can, I see many examples where a daughter or a son who lives far away, they can tend still parents at a distance, sometimes in a better way. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, bro.
Thank you. Thank you, Glenda. Appreciate you. And Glenda will be joining me for a conversation. What date is it again? I can't even remember. Glenda, what day? 11th. How can I forget? It's just like, I know. December 11th to talk more about her journey. Thank you, Glenda.
You're welcome.
And Glenda just wrote a book, Soul Songs from an Urban Messenger, Poems and Prose of Love, Inspiration, and Self-Renewal. And I just opened up to a page which actually goes in line with what Lisa was sharing earlier, about breath. And Glenda writes, in the stillness of your breath, God's true songs play through your heart and soul. In the stillness of your breath, God's true songs play through your heart and soul. When things get rough, When you're experiencing a hurricane in your life, Hurricane Sandy, take a breath. Get still. Listen. Listen to the music. Listen to the song. Listen to the universe so you know what to do. Lisa, so as we get ready to release the show, I'm just going to throw it over to you. I have several questions. I always have questions. I'm just going to, you know, have you share what you're feeling, sensing, and, you know, what we can do when we talk about being the light, being true to oneself, honoring our ancestors, and all that comes with that. So wherever you want to go, I'm with you.
Well, I want to go toward expressing more gratitude for Glenda, because just as you were talking and she was with us, I had to do a quick Google on her beautiful book, because what a beautiful soul songs from an urban messenger. So what I'll end the show on is being grateful and excited about her bringing this book into the world, knowing it's in connection with her ancestors in some way, because what we do is in contact in some way with who and where we come from. Even with their minds, they can't make sense of it. And so what a beautiful image for all of us to end this conversation with that. However it is that we're living our lives, whatever is going on in our hearts, in our minds, we're likely not the first ones in our lineage to have some essence of this that's going on. And so we're never alone. You know, this period you mentioned earlier, I appreciate you bringing awareness to those who are struggling, particularly during this time of the year. We really are never alone, even in those places that feel so desperately like a place of aloneness. Sometimes there's a lot of people in that place with us. And so, you know, with gratitude for the larger context all around us that's happening with the moon today, you know, I bow down to the influence and wisdom of the moon and the ways that it sheds light and blocks light.
And all the tide is going to be riding us inside of us.
Yeah. So thank you and well wishes to you and everybody who's getting over recovering from any kind of illnesses or colds or viruses. You know, sometimes there's no replacement for rest. So.
Yeah, no, that's right.
All of us getting good rest, you know.
Yeah. I have a good appreciation for rest, yes. I have a good appreciation for Kleenex, for my nose, for my head, my brain, because they're all getting my attention right now. It's like, pay attention, get some rest. So, yeah, so much is going on. And, yes, as Laverne was saying, we are indeed one. And no matter where we, how we trace it, track it, ancestry.com or not.com, you know, if you can't do the tracing, we will end back at the one. And we're all an extension of source, extension of God, of love, of light. And it is about listening to that soul song. It's about listening to that part of us. You don't even have to understand it, but being able to listen to the call, being able to know what feels right for you, and listen to what doesn't feel right for you. That's what it's about. It's not even about an intellectual banter. It's not about trying to prove anybody right or wrong. It's what's in your soul, what's in your heart, what is yearning to be expressed, what are you feeling right now? And when we get in touch with that, yeah, that's when we... And you know, I just read something in Lisa's book, The Ancestral Blueprints, and I was standing because I was looking for something. But just a couple of lines. Lisa, I'm looking at the chapter, Life is Holographic, and it was something when you said, I just saw this line. When I eventually told myself that I just didn't know, I noticed that this conclusion was calming. You know, and I just thought of, you know, that kind of triggered for me just the idea sometimes when we just tell ourselves, I don't know. Yeah. You know, we think we must always have an answer, but just sometimes if you don't know, to just say, I just don't know.
Yeah.
There's something about that that's freeing and calming. And in that place, you can create an opportunity to be taught, to learn something new, to become aware, or maybe just be aware to the fact that it's okay not to know. And we can give it all free ourselves. We want to know, we want to know, we want to know. Sometimes it's best not to know, to just say, okay, here I am. So, Lisa, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. As always, I just love what we do together. It's all the shows feel different, and they feel the same at the same time. You know what I mean? They feel different, but they feel the same. But I'm grateful for what we get to create together, and trust that it inspires others to just get in touch with what's true for them.
Thank you very much, Ade, and all blessings to you and everybody till next time.
Indeed. Talk to you later.
Sounds good. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And as we release the show, I want to share something that I've shared with you before, but it's, you know, it's worth hearing again because we learn through repetition. And this is a clip by Reverend Deborah Johnson, Unbroken Chain of Life. That's really what it's about. We're not alone. No matter which side of the scale of life you're on, you're not alone. And there's somebody there to kind of help you. But who you are goes deep. And here's what Reverend Deborah Johnson says about that, Unbroken Chain of Life.
I typically get a letter on my birthday. And for the last several years, the salutation has not been happy birthday, but happy begotten.
Mm.
We have a tendency when we think of a birthday as our life beginning the moment that we come out of the womb. If our life were a timeline, the moment out of the womb becomes T0. And we don't even give our mothers credit for the 9 months that we were in utero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, just a second before coming out of the womb, it's as though our life did not exist. And the reality is that it is not simply that our life started that moment out of the womb. We are part of an unbroken chain of life since the beginning of humanity. An unbroken chain of life. If any one of our great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmothers hadn't been alive, we wouldn't be here. And they had to live long enough to have children. So we are the descendant of survivors. So it isn't simply that, well, this is my birthday and this is the beginning of my life. No, we are the next link in the whole evolutionary unfoldment of humanity. That is so extraordinary when we get out of the egocentric way of looking at it. So just like we carry physical DNA, we carry this soul remembrance, the whole consciousness from the beginning, the wisdom, the understanding, the creativity, you know, the love, the power, the passion, you know, all of that. So when a child is born, we should celebrate the fact that this beautiful essence has come here not as a blank slate, but as a wonderful place of convergence, of energy and awareness that wants to express itself in this time zone.
And so it is. We love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, and we thank God for you. Be love. It's the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. You deserve it. Allow the love to flow in and out and be loved. This is Agape Choir. Agape Choir. Blessed always. AgapeLive.com. Peace and blessings. See you on Monday.
Blessed always. Blessed always. Glory, glory.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.